Medyapod ağında yayınlanmakta olan Nipod'un yeni bölümüne hoş geldiniz. Ben her zamanki gibi Görkem Pancaroğlu. Bugün karşınıza farklı bir konseptle varım. Bugün programın ilk İngilizce versiyonunu çekeceğim. İlk İngilizce programı çekeceğim. Bundan kaynaklı olarak nasıl bir program ortaya çıkacak hiçbir fikrim yok. Daha önce böyle bir denemede bulunmadım. İngilizce bir podcast çekmedim. Ve nasıl olacağına dair hiçbir fikrim yok. Deneyip göreceğiz. Bugün yanımda Bremen Üniversitesi'nden, yine benim okuduğum bölümden, bir üst dönemimden Kyungkun B var.
Bu bir podcast dahadır. Mediapod. İletişim için mediapod.com ya da @mediapod.
Hello, Kyung.
Hello, Görkem.
As I'm starting, what you know about the Nipod?
I heard that Nipod is a podcast that you are talking about new media and new media scene. And yeah, I heard that it's quite informational and it quite have audience.
I hope. Yeah, okay. As a beginning, can you introduce yourself? Who are you? What are you doing in Germany? What are you studying? And etc., of course.
So, yeah, I'm from South Korea. And then I came to Germany to study master program Digital Media and Society. I'm in the first semester now, and yeah, I'm almost finished with. Now I'm trying to write master thesis, and yeah, it goes well so far. Like, let's see.
Yeah, but as a bachelor, what did you study? And you made your bachelor in Korea, right?
Yeah. I made my bachelor in Korea. My bachelor was communication in media, and it was 4 years of degree program.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was quite interesting and useful.
Yeah.
And
what is the true pronunciation of your name? Can you hear it?
Kyunghyun, and my last name is Bae.
Okay, but in the Korea, you are saying your last name at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Then your name is Bae Kyunghyun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So today our topic is the media education, as you know.
Yeah.
And can you give more details about the Korean education system? And I don't know if it's true, but I heard there are a lot of competition in the Korean education system and how it works and how it affects students. Yeah, can you just give basically the small information about the Korean education system?
Yeah, so basically you were born and then...
Wait. And there's also a fun fact about Korea. When you're born, you are being 1 year old, right?
Yeah,
differently from the other world.
Yeah. Because we count the day that our moms conceived us in their womb. And then after 9 months, we were born. So after we were born, we are automatically 1 year old.
But is Korea the one country just doing that? Or do you know any other country also counting?
It's just one country.
Okay. Fun facts about Korea.
Yeah. But I think it's quite logical, to be honest. Don't you think so?
Yeah, but... You are spending not an entire year. You are just spending 9 months, for instance. Then yeah, how you become a 1 year old?
Yeah, 9 months is pretty much like 1 year. Like it's almost close to 12 months. So
yeah, but for such a long time, when you are the your mother's belly, you are not able to think. You don't feel anything that...
But still you eat.
Yeah, but it doesn't make...
That still much. You kick your mom's belly. It means that you are alive. You are a creature, you know? It's not a cell anymore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Somehow it has a logic behind, but yeah. So okay. Let's turn back for the major education or the education system in the Korea.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you were born and then it depends on the kid, but when you get reached to like 5 to 6 years old, then you go to kindergarten. And then at 9 years old, you are going to elementary school. And elementary school consists of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have middle school 3 years. And then we have high school 3 years. And then we go to university. And the last year of high school, like third grade, it's a very stressful period because you have to prepare for university entrance exam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very competitive in Korea. I mean, it can be like any other countries. The universities are, like, they have rank, but in Korea, it's very, very much more ranked. So everyone wants to go highest university and the next, because it also depends on your career. Like, if you want to go to big company, then it's better to have, like, a education, but from a very best university. And also the education is quite capitalized. I mean, we have the high school, for example, we have a lot of public high schools, mm-hmm. but also we have some of private high schools. And also after the school, like official school schedule, the students go to after school program in a private institute.
Yeah.
And it's very, very expensive. And yep, so I can say that Korean education system is pretty much capitalized. I mean, you can get free education until middle school, and when you go to public high school, you also pay a little bit of fee, and then you can go. I mean, it's not a problem, but you need definitely an extra education that you have to get from private institution to get much more better grade from others, so you can go to a better university.
So basically, we cannot about equal education rights in Korea, right?
No.
And you say it also for the public high schools, you need to pay a little bit money, right?
Yeah.
But what's happen if really people don't have any money?
Then they will get funded by government. I mean, it's fine that because I think also in Turkey you have this kind of rank system, like in the social status, and then there are some like classes of people who have really less income. So if the students can prove that their family doesn't have money, mm-hmm. don't have money, then yeah, I mean, the government will fund it.
Okay, yeah. But how about the universities? How do people are going to universities? Because you said there's an exam, also we have in the Turkey as an exam, but all the people are going to same exam or all the universities making their own exams?
No, never. It's the same exam. It's an official exam in Korea.
Oh, okay, then it's same like a Turkey, not like a USA, for instance.
No.
Okay. And yeah, can you talk about your education life in Korea?
Well, that's interesting. From elementary school, like 5th or 6th grade, I had to go to a lot of private institutions mm-hmm. to get another help. I mean, get more education.
Yeah.
And also middle school, 3 years all along. And also high school. And then I went to also boarding school. I mean, private boarding school when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, the high school period is definitely most very not good memory. I don't have that much good memory from high school because it was so stressful. And everyone is a competitor, each other. I mean, everyone is also friends, but everyone is kind of competitive. You have to beat another person by their grade to go to better university. So
it was also affecting people relations in the school because they were competitive to each other.
No, I don't think so, because still the high school students, they are teenagers. It's not like adults. Still, they don't think they competitive each other. Of course, when there's an exam, university entrance exam is at the last exam we take in third grade.
Yeah.
But also we have this normal exam from school, like middle exam or final exam like that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are a competitor during this exam time, but we also take other courses like sports, music, arts, blah, like, and we also spend time between lunchtime, and it's more than a competitors. I think it can only happen because we are kind of students and we are young.
Okay.
But of course, if this kind of thing happen in the society, I mean, when we grown up enough, mm-hmm. or and it happens in company, that is gonna be totally different story, of course. But we are in school and then we are young, so we can be friends, good
mentors. Yeah. And you were saying the most of the universities are the private universities, right?
Yep.
But also the public universities are nice or the acceptable or okay or the in the super shitty ranks.
Okay.
And also because you also said for the public high schools you also need to pay, but also for the public universities you need to pay.
Yeah,
like a fee.
But the public high school fee, it's actually very, very low. You mm-hmm. can, yeah, if you do a little bit of part-time job, you can pay.
Okay.
Actually, it's not that hard. But the public university also too. Like, because we paid by semester fee, you know, one semester and one semester. So actually, it's quite low. I mean, public university, you can actually, at the same time, you can study and you can earn some money from part-time job and you can pay.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we have public university. For example, if we want to select some military students or police students, yeah. These kind of government-related universities are public universities. So they are good. I mean, everyone wants to go there. Because after that, they can have, like, official job in, like, governmental area.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some... And so there are also universities for... public universities for being a teacher.
Yeah.
And also there are... And then there are public universities. We call it national universities that actually located in each province of Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Korea has has 7 or 8 provinces.
Yeah.
And they have, in each province, we have national universities. The most famous one is Seoul National University. And that one is the one, a top university in Korea.
Okay.
But rest of the national university cities in rest of provinces, they are not good.
Okay, then nearly everyone just going to the private universities for the get nice education.
And I don't know also in Turkey, but in Korea, most of the good, most of the good universities, I can say 80% of good universities are located in Seoul. I mean, also private universities too, and also this national university too. Mm-hmm. So it's very Seoul-centered, I mean, capital city-centered universities.
And you said you went to boarding school for the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your university exam and which university did you go?
My university exam was not that good. I mean, overall Korea among other Korean students, maybe it was fine. It was good. But like, if I compare with my other students in my boarding school, it was not that good.
Yeah, but the thing is, if I'm not wrong, loss of your friends from your school went really one of the best universities.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best boarding schools, I guess.
Yeah.
So, what was the name of it? You still didn't say it.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know, there are also a lot of good universities better than mine university. But my university is called Sukmyeong Women's University.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's second best women's university.
And in general?
In general, I think 10.
Yeah, then the Koreans, 10th, the best, 10th best university.
Yeah.
Okay, but you say women university, right?
Yeah.
Why there is something called women university?
Okay, that's an interesting question. Because when we look back in 1900, I mean, at the beginning of 1900, women didn't have that much chance to have a higher education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, men could get some higher education, but women didn't have that much chances. So, in the case of my university, our queen wanted to have special education organization that which woman can learn more,
mm-hmm.
and have more knowledge power. So she created this university. So so it's basically she wanted to protect the woman's right to have higher education. So that's the birth of our university.
Yeah.
And it developed. Yeah. And then, it developed like that. I mean, also there's another famous women's university, and it is built also at the beginning of 1900,
mm-hmm.
and with the same purpose, but it was built from an American missionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's a different question, but I want to ask, and you can just shortly describe what you think about the women universities.
I feel like the women university, I don't know about the steps of universities, women universities or principal of women's university, but at least the students are more progressive and more aware of feministic issues.
Okay.
And I didn't like the fact that I had to go to women's university because I mean, I graduated my other like elementary, middle school, and high school with like boys and stuff, and I think it's kind of normal thing because, yeah, it's more maybe yeah. I felt at first kind of awkward if I have to go to school only women, but actually it gave me a lot of chance to get more progressive ideas from other women. And also about gay and homosexual issues, and also women's rights issues. So it was very useful. I mean, most of the, I mean, for at least at my universities, we didn't have that much against with homosexual people. Yeah, but the other university have some issues about it, and they have because the schools they have boys. Okay, I'm not blaming for men for that, but it's usually like that. And also, for our university, the feministic issues or Me Too movement have no problem with our students. I mean, we don't have any problem with that kind of issues. We know about the issues. And we want to, like, also wants to make a movement about it. But, for example, like other universities, which including boys, they have a lot of noises about it. So they have a lot of problems with among the students that some people are against the Me Too movement or against of women's right movement or homosexual movement.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, and if I'm not wrong, also women rights issues are kind of problematic in the Korea. So as I said, we can talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then when
I think Turkey too, I guess.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. So much thing. There's so much thing to say about Turkey. Okay, then we can go back for the major education, the topic in Korea.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you what kind of majors you can study related to media studies in Korea. Because, for instance, in Turkey, we have like the new media major or public relations major, advertisement major, the journalism major, radio, television, and cinema major, and blah, blah, blah, blah, something like that. What kind of majors you can study in Korea?
I mean, normally, like, because Korea Bachelor... university have 4 years of bachelor program, and this university they usually have, I think it's quite similar to Turkey, like also mass media and public relation, advertisement, and also film studies or making film studies. But also there are 2 years of this college in Korea, and they learn more specific areas like how to shooting, how to sound engineering.
Yeah, how to use the camera. Like a photography and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, also we have like 2 years universities for that.
Yeah,
in Turkey too. Oh, so then it's kind of basically the same.
Yeah.
You can say. Okay, then based on your media education.
Yeah.
What was the major's name again?
Communication and media.
Okay, then based on your media education.
Yeah.
Is it was more theoretical or the more practice-based education?
I can say it is mixture of both. First, we learn about a Korean broadcast system and its law. It was very boring, but you need to learn.
Yeah, of course.
And then you can take some other subjects like how to make a news, how to make a news, like it's actually shooting a news, or how about we create a newspaper article.
Okay.
Yeah. Like how to write in a journalistic way.
Like a practice-based thing.
Yeah, it's a practice-based thing. And for theoretical, yeah, I was talking about the media law in Korea and also communication theory.
Yeah.
But these all studies are actually based on mass media. It's and also some film theories too. So it was kind of hard to find any subjects related to digital media, like nowadays, or social media. And so, I mean, that's why I'm glad to be in Germany somehow, because, like, mass media is still powerful, but I think digital media and the social media platforms are getting more power than this like, pre-existing media.
And the practices which you are using in the mass media and the digital media related things are completely different.
Yeah, completely different. Yeah, that's true.
So then, you also said you you are glad to be in here, in the Bremen, in the Germany.
And not Bremen, but...
Okay, in the Germany.
Yeah,
but okay, then what you thinking about, what are you thinking about the Bremen?
Bremen? Bremen?
Yeah.
It's small. It's far, I mean, it's okay. Like, it's not that too small, but it's also not that big. It's not definitely, it's not a international city, but also you have a lot of students.
Yeah.
And also Bremen people are quite kind of, it's not like southern part of Germany people, I think.
Yeah, or not like the eastern part of Germany.
Yeah.
That's, I'm kind of agree with you for that. And also, for instance, for me, when I came here from Istanbul, I was like, what I'm doing in that kind of village? I was feeling like that. So I can understand your situation too, because from the Seoul, after the Seoul, it need to be super small.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and okay, then right now you are doing your master in Bremen about the digital media and society. Yeah. So why did you came to here? Why did you choose Germany? And yeah, that question. Why did you came to here? Why the Germany?
Well, I did an exchange student in 2015 in Germany, and I felt that experience was quite nice. So I think a master study is actually kind of free here in Germany. So I want to have more adventure and more experience to live in another country, especially in Europe. So that's why I came to Germany again to study master.
Mm-hmm. So, and what was your expectations and what did you find?
My expectation of this particular study, digital media and society, it sounds so practical and it actually can make you more job qualified person.
But it's completely theoretical program.
But the thing is, it's complicated. It's completely theoretical program. But I also can understand, like, it should be like that, because in Germany the master program is actually like they teach you how to research, how to do a scientific research.
Yeah.
They don't teach you how to get a job.
Yeah, there, because you need to learn it on your bachelor.
Yeah.
So the master programs and the PhDs are basically for the learning how to do research, for to be in the academy or something like that.
So master program is actually like preparation of the time that you actually get into this academic field.
Yeah. And actually the meaning of the master programs are need to be like that.
I agree. I totally agree.
Okay. Besides the education system, what's the basic differences between the Korea and the Germany? For everything you can say, whatever you want. For the food you can say, or for the people's attitudes you can say, for everything except the education or media.
I think that of course the culture and environment are different. I mean, not the environment, I mean it's like a nature or something like that, but the like a people, culture, and the daily life is different.
On what kind of way?
For example, daily life, Korea is more hectic.
Mm-hmm.
But Germany is more like people take their time,
but
they are more strict about time, I think, to do something. Or, I don't know. And it's, I don't know, but the people are also kind of different. I mean, Korean people, they have more space to take someone's kind of mistake or like fault.
Mm-hmm.
But in Germany, they directly point out.
Yeah, they're directly saying it
to you. Directly saying it to you. And Korean people like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
Germans not?
German people also wants to have fun, but I don't know, I'm not sure from their face, you know? For example, like in Korea, we have this in some area in Seoul, we have this Turkish Dondurma ice cream shop.
Yeah, the Marash ice cream. Yeah.
And it's kind of expensive ice cream in Korea. But Korean people still buy it because of this performance of the...
Not for the taste of the ice cream. Actually, they are buying it because of the performance of it.
Yeah, because the taste... Okay, taste is fine. Taste is kind of unique because it's kind of like sticky.
Yeah.
But it's more of a performance, you know? And Korean people like to see or like to like to try it, you know?
They're enjoying.
But imagine, there are so many doner shops, there are so many Turkish people in Germany, and nobody do this dondurma ice cream.
Yeah, that's true.
You can explain why.
Yeah, there is more than 3 million people from the Turkey lives in Germany, and there is no dondurma shop or ice cream shop.
There are a lot of doner shops, you know that. There are a lot of doner shops, but they don't do this. You know,
because if you're gonna do that to the German,
they will not like it.
And yeah, they will not like it.
That ice cream shop is not gonna survive. It's not gonna survive. It's gonna close within one day or something.
Yeah, okay. How much you said it's kind of expensive? How much you need to pay for that ice cream in Korea?
Around €3 per
bowl.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay,
it's a big bowl, but it's still a kind of expensive.
Yeah, then there is advice to people who want to earn some money. Just move to Korea and open the ice cream shop.
Dondurma shop.
Yeah. And do you want to say something else about it? About the differences?
No, I think, yeah, I can just say the atmosphere, like with the dondurma ice cream shop. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
and when we could turn back to the education,
yeah,
how different education system in Germany and the Korea when we compare the Germany and the Korea?
I mean, overall or just university?
I don't know. Do you have overall information about Germany?
Not that.
Yeah, then just for the university.
I think university, Germany. The programs are, I mean, more, I think, more theoretical, and they really, like, educate you how to be an academic person.
Mm-hmm.
But Korea, because the universities are mostly private, right? And capitalized. So they are really care about the students, which kind of job they have after this graduation.
Mm-hmm. But do you think the universities, the aim should be like how to find a job?
No, of course not. But
so that's the wrong side of the capitalism.
Yeah, but now this university's ranking changing on the base of like how many students got employed, how many students go to Samsung, for example, how many students go to Hyundai, how many students get a got jobs in newspaper organizations or public broadcasting system.
It's not based on how many research papers they release.
They don't care.
Really?
Because they have to advertise their university. It's not public. It's a private. They have to advertise something. And what can you advertise?
Yeah, but that's the problematic thing. Because under the university education, it need to be, they need to do the rank these universities with how many research paper they release.
It can be one part of the ranking system.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the people don't care about that. The people care about how many of them went to the how many of the graduated people they started to work in the Samsung or the Hyundai or blah blah blah blah.
It's Samsung and Hyundai, not Samsung and Hyundai.
Can you say it again?
Samsung
and
Hyundai.
Okay, then what else the other Korean companies?
Kia.
Kia? Yeah, it's the same.
Kia. LG.
Yeah, life's good, LG.
Okay. Yeah, that's from.
Okay, so then, what do you know about Turkey?
Ah, Turkey.
Okay, then first.
Yeah.
How was your first imagination about Turkey when you were living in the Korea, and how it is right now?
Well, I don't have anything. Actually, I didn't have any idea about Turkey when I was in Korea because
just ice cream.
Yeah, Turkey ice cream, but we don't have that much in common, or we don't have that much relation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only the thing that is that Turkey helped us in the Korean War, blah blah blah, but that was it. I actually had not have a distinct idea that most the religion in Turkey is Islam. I didn't have that, and also it's a popular travel destination for Koreans. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay.
I knew before. After I came to Germany, I got to know that Turkey is a Muslim country. I think I became more familiarized with Turkish culture in Germany. I mean, I got to know many other cuisines of Turkey, and also I got to know a lot of good friends from Turkey.
But what do you think about Turkey right now?
I want to visit Turkey. That's the thing.
Okay, and what do you know about Turkey then?
First, it's I cannot say it's a Muslim country. But I know that it's based on Muslim culture country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, they have this famous President Erdogan.
Famous?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's also a popular destination for traveling. And how can I say? Yeah, I think that's pretty much. Yeah. Kebab. Yeah, the famous dish, kebab. But
okay, yeah. So then do you know any sentence or word in Turkish?
I know merhaba.
Yeah?
I know güle güle.
Okay.
Okay, I know some catchphrase. Sakim köpeksin.
Sakim köpek, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it's a very popular phrase among young people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and yeah, that's pretty much the thing.
Okay, then, yeah, thank you so much for being with us in that program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also we can make the new programs for about comparing with Korea and the Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not just for the education system, also for the daily life, also for the culture and these kind of things.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, then can you say güle güle in Korean?
There are several ways, but I can say 안녕히 계세요. 안녕히 계세요.
Can you say it a little bit louder?
안녕히 계세요.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. Ya dinlediğiniz için çok teşekkürler. Gelecek programda tekrar buluşmak dileğiyle.
Bu bir podcast dahadır. Mediapod. İletişim için mediapod.com ya da @mediapod.